Welcome, everyone.
Hello. We're glad to be back here after our idle slash bye week.
Yes, we had to have a bye week because, you know, kids, baseball, they got a little busy there for a minute.
Yeah, we had to recuperate. We had to do some dad stuff, parenting things. I'm sure you can all relate.
Well, I hope so, because we're the dadgum dads. That's why.
Hey. Before we get get too much into the thick of it, we got a few shout outs, right? We got to do the shout outs.
Give them shout outs.
We got the shout out. We got Fit Donut. Check them out over there in Meridian, Idaho. Beautiful Meridian, Idaho.
Love me some Fit Donut.
They got the spots right there by the Crunch Fitness off of Fairview. Yep, Fairview, yes. And Locust Grove. So, yeah, go over there, check them out. They got them on the Instagram and all that stuff. Sorry for clearing my throat on the mic there either. That was gross.
I heard the ladies like the gram.
The gram, yeah. They got some good gram stuff. That segues right into one Randall Colt Kanigi Esquire. Bison Fence. Checking out the fence. He likes his fences. He does a good job out there. He's busy. He's a busy boy.
Yeah, he is. Every time I call him, he's like, oh, I got this and this and this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you need help? But then he never answers.
Well, no, it's because he doesn't. He wants all that money for himself.
That son of a gun. Yeah.
So if you need your fence fixed, hit him up online. There's a phone number.
Yeah, he does fences, gates. Even if you just need to replace this post or something, he'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, and he's backing up. He's got lots and lots of clientele right now. He's staying busy. We're proud of him. Keep it up there, Mr. Knig. And then who else we got?
We got the Eco Wash.
Eco Wash, Treasure Valley Eco Wash. Gene Luzzi, hit them up on online there, Instagram, Facebook. They'll come and clean out your dumpster for you, and it's getting hot. So those ooh, dog feces, ooh, that, you know, I had, I couldn't.
You're nasty. You got to bring the poop in there.
I know.
You?
I had to do it. And the grass.
It wouldn't be the dadgum dads without the poop jokes.
Wet trash and all that stuff. He'll come clean it out for you, and it's awesome. It's eco-friendly.
Hey, you know what would be really good for?
What?
Be your sister and brother-in-law who have a brand new baby.
Yeah.
Congrats to them, by the way.
Yeah, well, they're excited. Yeah, they got a little one, a little Benny boy.
Lots of diapers going in there. And those garbage gets stinking.
Yeah, so they might have to hit up Treasure Valley Eco Wash, come over there and clean out that dumpster, because I'm sure that kid is turding. Is that a word?
I don't know. Well, it is now, because we just made it.
I love it. He's turding.
He's turding.
So, nice.
Last but not least.
Yep, we got to hit him up. You got this one.
The Batsmith.
The Batsmith, baby. That's your blood right there.
It is. It's my two cousins and my brother's business.
Yeah.
Hit them up. I tell you what. So, they've been featured lately on another YouTube channel. And I'm not going to say the YouTube channel's name.
Sure.
Unless they want to pay us.
Right,
Or give us free merch.
Anyway.
So they had a competition. They called it Wood Bat Madness.
Wow.
And they had, I don't even know how many bats they started out with, but they did like a March Madness tournament type of thing, and they started out with a bunch of bats, and they would swing them all, you know, one bat against another,
right?
And then they pick a winner, move it up. Well, guess who won?
American Batsmith.
And
holler!
They went up against Mizuni or whatever, the ones that like the pros use.
Yeah. Wow. Good for them. That's big time. Well, they're on their way then.
Woo!
They're on their way.
Well, it's funny because they those people just put that YouTube, put the video out on their YouTube yesterday at the championship.
Yeah.
And then they won. And my cousin texts and he goes, dude, did you watch it? I was like, yeah. And he goes, dude, the website is going crazy right now.
I bet, man. That's good. That's good publicity. You know, people see that. Now they're going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Chew, we might need another bat.
For sure. Well,
I'm just kidding. We just barely got this bat.
Yeah, that one was given to us. If you want to buy one, I know that the one that won, it ranges, I think, about $150.
So they make good product here, folks.
Oh, no, they don't make any, you know, little... Yeah, I mean, if you want a wall hanging, those are, I don't know, $80 or something like that, $75, $80. But if you want a pro-style bat, if that's what you're looking for, then you got to spend the money for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently you.
That's how you hit dingers.
That's how you hit.
That's how you.
I hit dingers.
That's how you hit those dingers. Well, shoot, good for them. Good on them. I'm excited to see where that goes for them too. You know.
Heck yeah! So. I know that. I mean, they signed a couple contracts with some little colleges down there that use wood bats.
Oh, sweet!
So they're making their wood bats and everything.
Oh,
and
wow! So, exclusive.
Yeah, they're starting to get there. Tell you what, they got some cool like trophy bats and stuff that yeah. they make for your team.
Yeah,
you know, for your little league team or something like that, they'll make them for you. So, yeah, I think I need to be one of their salesmen.
Maybe. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Give them a call.
Yeah, right. I'll give them a call and be like, get out of here.
You're like, yeah, we're good.
We're fam.
Well, shoot, yeah. Talking about bats leads us right into our topic. Which has nothing to do with bats, but I love to do that.
I was like,
today we're gonna talk about talk about the juggling act, okay? And the juggling act of being a parent, specifically being a dad, being a husband, being a friend,
yes,
being a working man, you know, juggling all these different things and trying to find that time for yourself.
Oh yeah.
How do you do it? Luck. Yeah. I mean, I can't juggle. Mm-mm. I mean, even if I can't
juggle in real life.
No.
Give me a couple balls and I'm going to throw them at you.
Yeah. I can throw. I can't juggle.
No.
So
I'm no clown.
This is a difficult one, but, you know, we all have to figure it out because I think that's what helps with good mental health, good, you know, maintaining those good relationships inside the house, outside the house. You know, I'm sure we've all known people that. And it's typically different in the beginning when you first get married or maybe start having kids. They're basically dead, right? You don't hear from them ever again. They're just gone.
Oh, yeah.
You hope to get them back at some point, and I think that's where you learn how to juggle it all a little bit. You know, you learn – it's kind of – priority, right, is going to be the fam. We get it.
Oh,
that's your number one priority.
Yep.
Is the wife and the kids. But it is okay – to prioritize some other things too. Like, obviously, your job, if you're working, you don't really get a choice on that one if you're working. So we'll talk about that, but that one's just in there. But I think it's very important to juggle the family and be able to still have your me time, whether it's hanging out with the boys, brothers, cousins, friends, whatever. Mm-hmm. It is a good thing. And then allowing your spouse to do the same thing.
Well,
we don't need to be up each other's butts 24/7 here, Adam. You know, do we? We do. I don't know. Some people live like that.
This is a family show. Come on now.
I don't mean literally.
No, it's true. You got to find, I mean, my wife and I, we love each other, but it gets to the point where if we're around each other too much, we drive each other crazy. So we got to have that, you know, not just alone time, but guy time.
Yeah.
Or girl time.
Yeah, you need that time.
I mean, you and I just finally had one for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
Other than the podcast.
But yeah.
I mean, Mortal Kombat.
Hung out, watched that new Mortal Kombat movie the other night, and I gotta say, it was good.
It was good.
I mean, we could do a whole episode on this, which we won't, but...
But we might later.
It was really good, okay? And if you were a fan of the game and thought the movie was like, what was that when we were younger? This blew that thing out of the water. It did the game justice. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It had a whole storyline and everything. Didn't they bring in a new character, too?
Yeah, it was a fictional... It's all fictional. Well, but, yeah. You know, it was like a character...
What are you talking about?
It was
Mortal
a character...
Kombat's real.
I know. It was a character that had nothing to do with the game. But it was kind of cool, because it centered around him, and then everybody else was obviously from the game. So,
it's pretty cool, man.
It's not really much for spoilers, because we all know. I mean, people fight, people die, heads blow up, guts are torn out, you know. People are cut in half. That's what happens, baby. You're going to get that Mortal Kombat!
There you go.
So it was a good time. So let's start with I think we start at home and with that act of how do we juggle our time with our kids and our wife, you know? What do you do? I mean, you got your four kids and you got your wife and you got to give them all attention. Granted, you've been married a long time. So it's not I mean Val knows, you know, they need the dad. But you got to make time for her too, right?
Oh, for sure. Definitely you got to make time for just not with. So, you know, I got the four kids, all right? And it's kind of tough to make time for each and every one of them.
Yeah.
But okay, we have a visitor.
And we even got one in right now.
Yeah. Molly, come here.
So funny.
Come here.
It's so funny. You can't see. You got to make time even during the podcast. You got to make time for her.
Say hi, everyone.
Hi.
Yep.
Yep.
Molly Roof Stubbs.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah. How old are you?
Five.
You're five?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you love your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, don't just say that for everyone.
Why do you love your dad, though?
Because he's handsome.
Oh, you hear that? Bald and everything, and I'm handsome.
Wow. I would have not expected that answer.
Yeah,
you're nice.
And his name is Adam.
Oh, is that why you like it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I think you should probably go back outside, okay?
No.
Yeah, you got to go.
Come on. I got her.
I want to stay here.
No.
Oh, no. See, this is what happens when you got all these kids. You got to juggle them. Sometimes they make their way into the den.
Yep. All right.
All right, come on.
See you later, sweetheart.
You too.
You know, I'm not even going to edit that out. Yeah, it's part of being a dad.
I think it's good.
This is what it is. It's part of being a dad.
This is real life here. Sorry about that. We had to have the door open because, you know, it's just hot in the man cave here. But, you know, we're doing good now. And Molly, man, she's like a ninja. I didn't even know she was there until I looked over and she's standing right there staring at me.
I thought I heard the door close, but I wasn't sure if it was a screen door or if it was an actual door.
She's sneaky.
She's a sneaky.
She just wanted, you know, it took 20 episodes before she finally popped in and got it on.
She's been wanting it this whole time.
Well, that was good. But that's the reality.
Yeah,
you know,
Hurricane Molly, as I like to call her. So
yeah. Well,
she's a feisty one.
You know, you come home from work. This is a great example of juggling that time because you come home from work, long day, and, you know, that's why we only do this, you know, once a week with the, you know, doing the podcast. Sometimes we'll, you know, double tap recording just because we got families. We got to spend time with everybody's got it, and they want to see us. And you know, this guy over here's got four of these kids
orphans.
Running around. Yeah,
orphanage, as I call them.
So how do you do it?
So basically, when I get home, because Valerie, she works too, and especially lately, it's been really tough because baseball.
Yeah,
and decided he wanted to play baseball.
Right,
and so he has games on Mondays and Wednesdays. And they start at 6:30. So we get home, and he has to be there 45 minutes early to warm up and everything. And so they, so I'll either grab him, come home straight home, grab him, or Valerie will come home and grab him, take him there.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever's left, you gotta feed him, feed Allie and the younger two, and then throw them in the car and take him to the baseball field, and then go watch him play baseball. And it gets tough, man. I tell you what, because sometimes you think you're doing a good job,
yeah,
and then you know, next thing you know, Allie's coming up. You know, hey, when are we gonna spend some time together?
Right, right.
When are we gonna go out on a daddy daughter date? Her favorite place to go is Cabela's.
Oh yeah,
she loves going to Cabela's because it's outdoors. Sports,
she loves outdoor stuff, doesn't she?
She
and you love that stuff, so it makes it
too.
Not good
for
you two to have that time together.
Oh, easily. You know, so yeah, she loves to go to Cabela's. So once you go to Cabela's, we won't even buy anything.
Right.
Which most of the time when you're in there, you buy something.
Yeah, sure.
But she likes to just go look around. I mean, just to be in that atmosphere. And so she loves that big, you know, mountain with all the different animals and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll walk around. She walks around, looks at all the stuff. Not stuff the animals, but the head mounts and stuff.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, she loves it, man.
So you find, I mean, that's the thing, you know, you got the four kids, so you find similarities that you have with each one of them, and then you give some of that time to them, right? Whether it's one day you're with this one, mm-hmm. this, you know, like Landon's got a game, obviously you're going to spend time with him doing that,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then Allie wants to go to the store, you go do that. I mean, so
yeah,
you got a little system in place.
Yeah, so my brother and my sister-in-law gave Landon that basketball hoop.
Oh, nice.
Someone, I don't know, I'm not gonna
it wasn't me
names,
it really wasn't
broke the other one.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
It was me.
I think it was you.
It was me. But I broke the other one, so we got a new one, and they were playing basketball and they were all popped, so we just bought them another one. So
and there you go, and you can go out shoot hoops with all the kids. I mean,
yeah. It's me versus four. They've yet to beat me, by the way. That's because we keep it on lowest and all I do is dunk it.
Yeah, that's not fair. Somebody's going to hit you right in the boop.
Well, it's come close.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, they just boop.
Yeah, but it's, like I said, it's tough, man. I mean, like you said, you gotta find something that you have in common with each one of your kids. And with four of them, I mean, Allie, I got outdoors with her. Landon, I mean, luckily he likes to fish. Nice. I like to fish.
Yeah.
And he's constantly, I mean, especially now that it's getting warmer. When are we going fishing?
Right.
We only live 2 minutes from the lake. And so he's constantly, when are we going to go fishing? Or he'll...
Or you got baseball. You can go throw the ball with him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we'll go out there. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with him working on his skills and everything with baseball.
That's good.
So, Molly... She's a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
And so she just likes to spend time with me.
Well, doesn't matter what you're doing, right?
Like, yeah. Like, hence why I'm here, she's out here.
Yeah.
If I'm anywhere I am, she's always there doing whatever I'm doing.
That's awesome.
I'm working on something.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
And, but other than that, I mean, she's a dancer and I don't dance. So I think she's going to get into gymnastics.
But you just be there for him.
Well, yeah, I'll be there for him. And so with her, it's just, she just likes to spend time with me.
Yeah.
Hunter is more of a daddy or of a mama's boy.
Yeah.
But with him, he's to the point where he wants to play sports, and so I'll go out and play sports with him. And
nice.
And, you know, he's not much so far because, like I said, he's only five. He doesn't really know the whole outdoor thing. And
but he'll get there, and I think there's an age gap between a big enough age gap, I think, between him and Landon that you can do like the similar sports with each one of them and do it together,
because
they are close enough, you know, there, but they're also, you know, separate too.
Well, like he is gonna we signed him up for t-ball, so
yeah,
he is gonna have play t-ball, and so for his birthday a couple months ago I bought him a tee.
Nice.
So we've been out there working on it.
Yeah,
so
hit the ball.
That guy can freaking rock that ball.
Dingers. You got an American bat or what?
No.
They don't use those in T-ball?
No. We just got him a $9 Walmart bat.
Hey, that'll do at T-ball level.
That's all he's getting.
Yeah.
But the thing is, because he's left-handed.
Oh, nice.
And so that's...
I can speak to that.
Different. Yeah. It's been different because all the rest of... Well, Allie's ambidextrous, actually.
Oh, okay.
She does some stuff right and some stuff left.
Yeah.
She writes left-handed, she eats and right-handed, and she, when she plays baseball, she plays it right-handed,
right,
and she golfs left-handed.
Interesting.
And so...
And she likes golf, too.
And she likes golf, too, yeah. And then, Landon, Molly, right-handed, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Landon, or Hunter, 100% left-handed.
Well, if you need some tips on the southpaw, I'm right here. I'm your guy. Because I'm been left-handed my whole life.
All right. What? You didn't just pick it up?
Nope. No, I did not.
But, no, and so we had to go out and buy him a left-handed glove.
Because
we didn't have one.
Yeah.
I had two smaller gloves that... But they were right-handed.
Yeah, those don't work. And don't be that guy. Don't try to force him to be right-handed. You let him be a southpaw, baby.
It's funny because he watches the other kids bat, and so he'll try and bat right-handed. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Got to get on this side. You got to hold it this way. And so, do I hold it this way? Yeah, you hold it that way. And then we got him some little driver and a putter, and they're left-handed. So he likes to go out and swing the golf club around. So,
I mean, I think, because we've talked about this before, you know, having a big family like you do, I think it paid for you and Valerie big time to have spent those first, 4 or 5 years before you started having kids, to just together, have that together time, so that when you started having a family, you were ready. You knew the time was going to be divided. You'd probably, you know, that you and her time was going to be limited.
Yep.
But you were prepared for that. And I think that it happens to a lot of people. You know, you'll see them, they get married. And you guys dated for a while, too, you know. But you'll see people, they date not very long. They get married pretty quick, and those kids are coming out right away. And I feel like the spouse relationship kind of gets pushed away. It's really easy to push the spouse relationship to the side and focus on the kids, which is great. But if you abandon that relationship and those, you know, that you and her time, it can be detrimental. And, I mean... We've seen it. I mean, a lot of people getting divorced, a lot of people having problems.
Yeah.
I can't really attest to that or speak too much on it. I feel like there's a lot to be gained and a lot to be said by spending those first couple of years being married and you know, especially if you're younger when you get married. I get when people, you know, get married maybe into their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you kind of like, hey, let's start having these kids. You know, as you get older, it gets harder.
Well,
you know?
That's like your sister,
right? Yeah, her and Shelby, they dated for a year, and then they got married, and you know, then they had a baby within a year. That was kind of their plan.
In their 30s,
though. Yeah, they're both in their mid 30s, and that was their plan going into it too. And you know, they're very very goal oriented. They've been on their own a lot, you know, for a long time, and I think this is exactly what they wanted, and I think they'll do a good job with it. they're mature enough to kind of handle that and understand that, and also not probably abandon each other either. And I feel like when people are younger and they get married and they start having kids really early, it's really easy, because you haven't really grown a whole lot. You're still growing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When we first got married, you know, I was 20. I was 20, about to turn 21. She had just turned 19. We got married, and I mean, we both had a lot of growing up, but I had a lot of growing up.
Right.
I mean,
it was good to maybe get that out of the way, right?
There was no way that I was going to be able to be a dad to the child, because I was, you know, still a kid myself, even though I was in my 20s. But
right.
Maybe I would have stepped up. Well, I would have stepped up, but, you know, I was 25 when we had her.
And I thought, a little bit of time.
Yeah, and I thought that was perfect. So I had just turned 25, we had her, and then it was like, okay, well, time for me to step up, mature a little bit, and because there was no way, I was not mature back in the day.
Right.
So, I mean, you talk to Valerie, she'll tell you that too.
No, you weren't.
You were at college, leave me alone.
I know, I was in college when you got married, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the thing too, I mean, so I was 23 when we got married, 26 when we had Juliana. Now we, you know, we just have her, but we made, that was kind of a choice that we made, and because we knew, you know, kind of how we were, you know, we really wanted to, we weren't really big on trying to have this huge family. We talked about having a few kids, and there was times and it just didn't happen, you know, so here we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great, and it does allow, it makes it a little bit easier to kind of juggle that family dynamic. Like, it's not as difficult for me to make time for both of them, because it's those two people, right? That is my focus is, and then it does tend to make it a little easier to break away, maybe for a time with the guys or something, you know, every once in a while. That was where the growing in me had to happen in the beginning, you know, because I was all about, like, I just wanted to go out and still do stuff all the time when I got married, you know, and it's like, hold up, you know, you're married now, and maybe that person wants to hang out with you. Why don't you try that out,
yeah,
you know? Mm-hmm. And so we figured that out and grew together, and now we're at a good place where we can do all that. Kind of, it's juggling, but it's not like I'm juggling, like, these tiny little bouncy balls, and there's too many of them. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm like juggling like basketballs.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, Alex is a basketball, Juliana's a basketball, and then my job's like a basketball. I might be able to kind of throw them up, but my job's like whatever, you know. It is a part of me. It's one of those jobs where it kind of does sometimes come home with me, not in too much of a stressful way, but it's definitely something that, being, you know, on call, like, in with my job and traveling, it's kind of one of those things, like, I gotta have my phone on me all the time unless I'm on leave or something. So
and especially during the summer when you can't leave.
Yeah, well, and it's not every summer, it just happens to be some summers. Yeah, it's kind of just depends, but
well, it's not every summer, huh? So you're telling me.
No, just every anyway, like, it's been like every third summer or something like that.
Yeah.
That took a little bit of an adjustment at first, you know, especially when Juliana was younger, because then I'm missing stuff and I'm gone, which is a big part of why I am, when I'm home, I'm very present, I'm there, I'm involved. She does dance. Yeah, I don't dance, but I'm involved. I take her to dance, I pick her up, you know, Alex and I will just do stuff together. We'll both go get her or something, you know, because she's our kid, you know? Mm-hmm. So we just do a lot of stuff together. So,
yeah,
it's
when it
nice
comes
to
that
time.
One will go get her.
And I get it.
One will go get him. The other one.
And that's natural. That's what's going to happen there. Yeah.
So it has been nice, because Allie's to that age. She's 11 and a half now. And she's to the age where every once in a while, maybe once a month or something like that, you know, Valerie and I will just leave for a couple hours, go get something to eat, go to dinner, on a date.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll leave them here. She'll tend to the other two, or to the other three, just for a couple hours.
Yeah,
and
she does a good job.
Yep, she's got her little phone, so if anything happens, she can give us a call, or if she got questions, she can give us a call.
You got a built-in babysitter, man. You got to use that.
Yeah, but we're always just here in Caldwell or Napa, so we're not like,
right,
the boys here or anything.
Sure.
Or, You know, it's just like a 5-10 minute drive away.
You're not out tying one on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But take care of your siblings. We'll be home in the morning.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But we'll be back.
No, we're not coming back.
Yeah. No, I mean, we'll leave at 6 and be back by 8:30.
Yeah.
Something like that. So it's nothing bad. So that's been kind of nice.
It's nice to have that sitter.
It is nice, but in a way, it kind of sucks. It's just, you know, your kids are getting older now.
Yeah, you know? I know. That's the reality.
And it just seems like just the other day, you know, she was born, and now she's watching the other ones, you know? And so, but she is very, she's the oldest, so she's bossy.
Right, yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
You know, let everyone know that she's the oldest, and so she's in charge. So, when she does watch them, we'll pay her a couple dollars an hour, because...
Couple bucks, huh?
Yeah, well, because it's incentive to be nice to her siblings.
Yeah.
Essentially,
if I hear you weren't being nice, we're going to pull that money.
Well, essentially, it's... You get off your tablet, get off the phone, pay attention. You're babysitting them.
Yeah,
you're
paying
paid for this, so you got to pay attention to your younger siblings. You got to play with them. If they want to watch a movie, you got to sit down and watch the movie with them. You're not just doing your own thing,
right?
And them tearing, you know,
absolutely,
house.
Yeah.
And so that's why we pay her a couple dollars. I mean,
yeah, sure,
$4.
Yeah,
because we're gone a couple hours. $4, it's nothing to us.
Yeah,
and but one, she earns a little bit of money, so now she's like, "When are you guys going to go out again? Now we know she has something in mind that she wants to buy.
Mm-hmm.
When are you guys going to go out again? Huh?
Yeah.
When are you going to go out? You going to go out this weekend?"
But see, that I think that's nice when you have your kids are growing up a little bit. That's the nice thing, is that you're able to juggle that time with the spouse now, you know, and mm-hmm. you can make more time for each other, be able to go do things together. You know, you know, Juliana's getting older. She's going to be 9 on Thursday. You know, it's crazy. I know, yeah. I mean, but, you know, we live close to our family, so we always got somebody that can watch her. So, I mean, at an early age, we were definitely making time for us to go do things. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's the thing. I mean, have kids, love your kids, but gosh, you cannot forget about each other.
Oh, no.
You got to go do stuff together, you know? And I get that it gets hard. The more kids you have, like, it's pretty tough to make that happen until maybe they get older, like, you know, where you guys are at now.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there was a time when we couldn't really afford a babysitter.
Sure.
And our, you know, my mom and her mom, you know, will watch the kids one day a week while we're working. So we didn't want to burden them
right.
on like a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, they're already kind of helping out and stuff.
Yeah, and so there was a time where we just didn't go on dates. I mean, we were years without going on dates.
I know, man, yeah.
And now, especially since we moved out here to the country where, you know, we're not too worried about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And she's to that age where, I mean, I think I was 11 or 12 when I started babysitting.
Sure.
And I
started I'm right there with you.
Babysitting people I went to church with, I was babysitting the kids.
I remember watching a baby when I was like 11 or
yeah.
something. I don't know what I was doing.
No, actually.
I don't know how people did this. What are we doing?
Funny story. Yeah, there was one. They had it wasn't a newborn, but it was old enough that it was teething. And next thing I know, she's busting out this little tiny bottle of whiskey. And she's like, "Hey, if she starts crying, I mean, just rub this on his teeth, on his gums, and it'll numb."
Give him a shot.
I'm like, "Well, if it's crying too much, I might take a shot."
You want me to take a drink of this, or is the baby drinking it?
Oh, do I rub it on my gums or the baby?
She comes home, "Hey, what happened to the whiskey?" "Your baby can't put it away."
Let me be grumpy.
Good. Well, he's sleeping now. He's like,
"Come on." No, actually, I don't think I ended up.
That throw up was there already.
I swear. Glad you're driving me home.
Can I get a ride home? You live across the street. I know.
Yeah, I know.
This is as difficult to
ask. Actually,
it.
They live right down the road, so I can just walk home. But
can you, though, when you're, you know, I might need a little help.
Actually, that night, it was kind of funny, because I put the kids to bed and then sat there, and I remember I watched Armageddon.
Nice.
Just popped in the VHS back in the day. And
Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck.
And I don't want to miss a third.
Yeah. That's a cheese ball movie right there. But hey, why not?
Whatever.
Oh, man. I mean,
blow up that asteroid. Huh?
So, I think, you know, we kind of touched on it, but we'll get into a little bit more. So, when we got to work, we got to help take care of this family. how do we give our job the attention it deserves while managing, you know, because family thing, it happens, you know, sometimes you get a call or, you know, a kid's sick or, you know, in your guts or something's going on in the family, you're thinking about that, like, how are we able to kind of separate that, you know, and then how are you able to, like, come home and try to not be thinking about work, you know, I mean.
You know, especially lately, it's been tough for me to leave my work, like, not my work, but my attitude about work at home.
Sure.
Or at work.
At work, right.
Because we've talked about this.
Yeah.
But, it's tough, man. I mean, especially today, like.
Yeah.
I had a rough day today.
Sure.
And so, I just did not. Yeah, I just want to come home.
Screaming. Yeah, not even talk to anybody, right?
Just like, you know, leave me alone. But, it's tough, man, you know, you hear stories, you know, these kind of, you know, cheesy stories about, you know, the guy, when he comes home, he's got a tree, and he'll stand there and rub the leaf, and oh, why are you rubbing the leaf? Oh, it's because I'm giving my worries to the tree or something.
Sure.
Like that. So,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But,
Or, like, why are you sitting in the driveway in the car, you know, for so long? Like, I joke about it's... And maybe sometimes this is the case, like, you know, sometimes going home to a bunch of screaming kids and wife's mad at you or whatever, that's a lot to take. And maybe you don't want to deal with it, so you sit in the car for a little bit to get ready. But sometimes it's because you're doing everything you can to not take that inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not their fault, whatever's going on, right? You know,
yeah.
That gets tough.
As you see, because we pulled in around the same time, you're like, I can't do that because my kids are out in the yard. And when I come in, they run to the car.
Oh, no.
So
you just smack them.
I lock the door. Go away!
Leave me alone. I need my dad time.
But, no, it gets tough. And when I'm at work, I'm luckily enough that her mom watches them one day a week, and then my mom watches the younger two times a week. And so we don't have a babysitter, and so I don't have to worry about them.
Sure.
You know, like the other day, like yesterday, my mom texted, you know, Hunter's complaining that his stomach's hurt. Well.
So you take a salt tablet.
Well, I wasn't worried about it because it's my mom. I mean,
right.
She took care of me, and look at me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm alive.
Yeah, you made it.
I made it. Hey, I made it. Stop it. But, yeah, so I don't have to worry about that. And then if a kid is sick and has to stay home from school or can't go to my parents or something like that, then luckily enough that Valerie's works with her, that she can stay home.
Good deal.
My boss is all that, his whole entire world is that company,
right? So yeah, it's
and
not
so
gonna work for
he doesn't
you
understand when people have to take time for their family, so
that's tough to deal with.
Yeah And because I did. There was a time a few months ago, actually, probably, no, it was over a year ago, couldn't find a babysitter.
Yeah.
Babysitter called us sick, and so I was going to stay home with them. Well, next thing I know, I get a call from the boss telling me to get to work. Because he didn't understand that, you know, you got to take care of your family.
Yeah.
And so,
it's not even like this is an everyday occurrence or, you know, like,
no,
or that you're always
that
doing this. It's like the first time. Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Because most of the time we can find a babysitter.
Sure.
Or Valerie can take the time off.
Right.
But that day she couldn't find a sub to sub with her at work.
Right.
And so she had to go, and I'm like, well, I have paid time off. I'll take the day off.
Yeah.
Well, that was a mistake, apparently. So.
Well, if it's your paid time off, you should be able to take it whenever you want.
Well, you would think.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway. But that's for another story.
That pays for, yeah, that's a whole another story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, and so as far as when I'm at work, you know, I'm there. I'm working. I don't have to worry about anything going on at home.
Good.
For the most part, it's just my attitude toward work.
Yeah.
Toward my job, not work in general, but my job. I try not to bring home, but I do more than I should.
Sure.
You're
human.
Yeah.
Last time I checked.
But the good thing about my job is, you know, when I do clock out, I don't take my work home with me.
Right.
So I don't have to worry about my work or anything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, sometimes mine does come home, and not in a bad way, just as, like I said, I mean, I could be at home, it's 8:30 at night, getting ready for bed, and I'm getting a call, and now I gotta go, you know, so that's something that's been explained. I've explained that to my ladies. They understand it. It's few and far between that happens.
Yeah.
But they do understand sometimes I got to do something on a weekend just because, you know, it's something that just needs to be done. Not a big deal. I try to not make a big habit of it. I'm fortunate enough that I do have something that I enjoy doing, work with some good people, and in the military too, especially now when COVID happened, it actually really opened a lot of people's eyes to being a lot more, I don't want to say lenient, I just maybe understanding when somebody says, hey, I'm sick, or my kid's sick, or just I'll be a little late because of this with a family. Yeah. And so when it's anything with family, I mean, you're pretty much taken care of. They're really big on that, with making sure that. And that doesn't mean you're not ever coming to work, but, you know, it's like, hey, when you're, especially like my job, man, like I said, you know, it's 24/7, so you're around the clock. So, I mean, if, you know, I'm not going to make it until 10 today because I had the kid and this happened. Absolutely, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's sometimes there's stuff that's planned, and the expectation is that people have a plan in place so that they can be to where they need to be. But those are known in advance, and there's never really any issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got to be tough, you know. And I'm sure you're not alone when you got a job that's just not very understanding.
The job itself is fine.
Yeah. Well, just employers that don't understand or care. You know, maybe that's the better word.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we don't know. We don't know what people are dealing with. Maybe they don't have much of a family life, and that's why they don't give a crap about your family. That could be it. I don't know.
Yeah, when COVID hit and everything, actually, that was the first time that the boss was understanding. Well, actually, if you called in sick, you couldn't come back unless you had a negative COVID test or you had to stay away for 2 weeks.
Right, and that was probably more of a formality than anything.
Yeah, it was.
You didn't really have a choice.
But then, of course, there was one employee that took advantage of it, and so luckily, this employee doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, and that's going to happen with anything. You find people that unfortunately will use their family to get out of work, you know, and then that's, and maybe that's happened a lot in the past, and that's why, you know, this guy's like, we don't know, you know.
I don't know. I don't know the situation. I just know that this one employee, at first it was his wife, and then it was him, so he got a whole month off, and then, just any little thing, he was out the door.
We actually had somebody that was like that, too, and he doesn't work there anymore, either. Yeah. So, it's just what happens. I mean, he actually didn't want to do what he was doing anymore, so he left, you know. But, I mean, it was one of those things, so, you know, it kind of sucks, and maybe it's just a little sidebar, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. You know, you got something like COVID happen, it's pretty serious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as any, you know, time people are sick, you should take it serious. This was a little bit more serious. Obviously, this affects the world and our country and everything. And
mm-hmm.
You got people who were really doing a lot to not have to work.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, we were even seeing it where I was working. We just had an individual, like, constantly was, you know, and they have these protocols in place, you know, like if you think you're sick, you got to, you know, you talk to this person, but then there was like a hotline, like people call, and it's like, if you call that, you basically, they're going to make you go get a test, and you can't come back to work until, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this person was like, you know, and I was hearing about this happening in other places too, like they just go and call the hotline. They won't even talk to anybody, and because once you do that, you're not coming to work until you get a negative test. Well, once, okay. Twice, but you know, you're doing it 3 or 4 times now in a 6 to 8 month period, you're like, okay, like,
mm-hmm.
And we actually have a PA, like we have a physician's assistant, mm-hmm. We have a medic, you know, we have our own medical people, so
yeah,
he was basically like going around them, so that's not very good, you know, that you're doing that. And then it's like people start getting a little frustrated with you because it's like, well, we're here, we're working.
Yeah.
We're getting the job done, getting the mission done. Why aren't you here?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, no, that's the same way that we were at work. So,
yeah, and that'll happen anywhere.
Well, the thing is, like, everyone knew that what this employee was doing. We knew exactly what he was doing. Even the boss knew, but the boss was letting him get away with it. So.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough thing to deal with. And then you got all these emotions going on, right? And then you're coming home, and you're like, I'm trying to not bring this with me, but mm-hmm. Woo, it's a frustrating day, and you can't help but share.
Exactly.
Hopefully it's not too colorful.
Yeah, exactly.
So, oh, man. So, I mean, you know, in all this, we still find the time to, you know, you hang out with friends or something every once in a while. And I think that's just so important. I mean, you can't really speak on this enough.
Well, I think our situation is a little different than most people's because our families are friends.
Sure.
You know, we're friends. Our wives are best friends.
Yeah.
And so
it helps.
We get together as families.
Yeah.
And then the girls are, you know, in the dining room or kitchen talking, and we're in the living room.
And then they'll go off, do stuff sometimes on there, and then they understand we're going to get together sometimes too. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we got our guys' weekend, they got their girls' weekend and everything. Yeah. So, you know, I think we're blessed when it comes to something like that. So, I mean, a lot of times, you know, the guys just have, you know, the husband will have a group of friends, and the wife has a group of friends, and that's it.
Yeah, that makes it tough too because, and I we both heard about that. I've heard about this so many times where one spouse or whether it's the husband or the wife is basically getting drug along to hang out with the other's friends like all the time. And it's like, I don't like these people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about these people.
Yeah.
You're gonna get kind of, you know, there's going to be some animosity there because you're just constantly like, and I get, there's going to be times where you're going to, that's what you do, you know, like when the spouse has a friend, you're going to come and cool, every once in a while I got you, but I don't want to be doing that all the time when, especially if I can't even hardly make time to go and hang out with people that I enjoy seeing.
Exactly.
Right? You know, so, and that's that balancing act, you know, that juggling act that everybody's got to kind of to figure out in their own terms, however they do it, and maybe they don't, you know, and they're just going to bite their tongue forever, or maybe they don't, and there's an explosion. I just, you know, I've seen it work time and time again where it's just people communicate, are up front with kind of what they're wanting and their needs as far as, and I don't mean like, you know, together, you know, with your friends like all the time, like that, you know, like that's not realistic, especially when you have kids and all that. But if you can still make time, whether it's once a month or something, just to get together, I mean, it's an hour, 2 hours, you know, just hang out with the boys or something, like it's huge. And make sure that your spouse is able to do the same thing, you know, because we've heard of that too, you know, like it's like one gets to do whatever they want, and then the other one, it doesn't matter, husband, wife, whatever. I'm just saying, like, one does whatever they want, and the other one just gets steamrolled and doesn't get to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And then the one time they want to do something, they get, like, blasted.
Oh, yeah.
And made to feel like garbage about it. And so, well, I won't be asking to do that again.
Yeah. And it goes for both ways. I mean, just not, you know, the husband, you know, the wives, it'll happen to the wives, too. Husband goes out and has beers with his buddies all the time, and then the wives at home taking care of the kids.
Right.
And then the one time that, you know, she gets to go out and have a little bit of fun, he's just giving her the guilt trip.
And then he's, like, helpless at home. Like, I can't be here with the kids. I mean, it was like, well, okay. What's that about?
I never understood that.
Yeah.
You know, when...
The 50s are over, okay?
Yeah.
Like, we're done with that.
See, that's funny.
Move on.
Because Valerie will go and... Hey, because she has three groups of friends that she hangs out with. She hangs out with your wife and Colt's wife. And then she has her little bunko group that she hangs out with.
Sure.
And then she
That's had, too many friends. She needs to knock it off.
And then, and then she has her work friends she'll go and hang out with every once in a while. Okay, and now I just have you guys. That's all I got. But well, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
No,
you don't even like people, so what are you talking about?
That is true.
Yeah, I think you got too many friends. Maybe we need to get rid of somebody. Should we call Colt?
What Colt? You're out.
I'll talk to Colt. Should I call Tyler?
Yeah,
Tyler, sorry, buddy.
Sorry, you didn't make the cut. But it's funny because I got four kids. I can take care of them.
Yeah.
I've never been afraid to be left alone with my kids. But then they're.
But she also trusts.
Oh, and
does
and
she
trust
not?
Me.
She trust. That's a big thing.
Oh,
yeah. Now we've heard of this happening where.
Yeah.
There's. More than one reason, like, one spouse doesn't leave the other one with the kids, and I get that there are people that probably incompetent and don't do that good job, but you got to give them a chance, too. These are your kids, you know? Like,
essentially, she knows that they're going to get taken care of.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not going to get taken care of the way that she would, but she knows that they're going to be alive.
There's her way or a way, right? You're going to do it a way, you're going to do it your way.
Yeah. Essentially, the kids, they're alive by the time she comes home.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, that's fine. That's all she cares about.
Right.
But a lot of the times, you know, when she's like a Saturday night, she goes out with friends. I mean, I'll make some macaroni and cheese and like an oven, you know, bake a pizza in the oven and
hang out.
We'll eat those and then we'll rent a movie.
Yeah.
That's all I do. And then we'll make some popcorn and stuff.
That sounds fun.
That's essentially what I do when I'm home with the kids.
And that, I feel like, and that's, I think that makes it, yeah, that makes it a little easier too when you have like four, you know. It's like, well, I can't do anything individual, you know, so let's do something we all like, do it together.
Oh, yeah. They know when
it's, and it passes time too, you know.
Yeah. When they, when it's their time to hang out with dad at home, it's, well, we're going to have some pizza and mac and cheese.
There's a whole blueprint for this.
And we're going to watch a movie. And we're going to add some popcorn in there.
Yeah.
And we're just going to chill. Watch probably a movie from the 90s, one that he used to watch.
Yeah.
Because they eat those up.
Yeah, but, nice.
But, yeah.
You got to give us a chance, ladies. Okay, we may not do it how you would do it.
But we'll get
We'll do it our way, and it's fine. You know, we're not letting the kids roll down the stairs and just sitting there staring and laughing and not doing anything about it. Right. I mean, I'm not saying they won't fall down some stairs. But, I mean, we'll make sure they're fine. You know, they won't... We'll do our best to make sure they're not dead when you get home, okay?
Yeah, definitely. But, well, I get a little rowdy with them. Sometimes we'll have a Nerf war.
Yeah, why not?
Because mom's out there, hey, knock it off.
Yeah, right.
Getting after it. But,
this is how wars are won.
There's no crying in war. Stop crying. Get up.
We're playing war.
But then when she's out with her friends, it's pathetic that some of her friends are amazed that the husband is able to take care of the kids without any problem. Like, a majority of them are like, yeah, I had to leave them dinner. I had to make dinner before I came. And I had to, you know, do this and do that and make sure that the kids are bathed and everything before I came.
I don't get that, man.
And Val's like, he knows when to bathe them. He knows how to bathe them.
There, it's because, I mean, and we've seen it, but I mean, I most of the dads I know can all take care of their kids just fine. They're good. But I do, like, I know some, there are guys out there that are just, like, they are, man, they're stuck in the wrong decade. Like, they just think, I should never be home with these children. You take care of these kids. That's your job. Yeah. I come and go as I please.
Woman, get in the kitchen.
No, there are people, like, and that's a big problem. It's still, I mean, it's probably kind of what you're hearing about. And then they're surprised, like, Adam can be home with the, yeah, because we're equals in this thing, you know? Like, he takes care of him, I take care of him. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That should be common practice. That shouldn't be an anomaly anymore in 2021.
When I got to pray.
There's still a lot of people like that, though. Man, I'm telling you, these guys, I don't know how they get it done, man. Maybe I need to read that book. I don't know. What book is that? How to Make Her Do Everything. Man. But, you know, I don't even want to.
I don't want to.
You know, burn. That's a book they could get burned.
Mm-hmm.
We can burn that one.
We can cancel
because
that.
Because I think that's bad. I think you should be at home. Cancel
that
it.
Book.
You should be at home with your kids. Let her go do some stuff. Hello. And then, you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
That's a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 50-50. You're married, but it is a partnership, 50-50. You split the kids or kid.
Well, whatever. But yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, I think that's gonna do it for this topic. Split, you know, juggling.
Yeah. I only got the one, so we got to split her in half, though. I don't know.
Well,
I
especially nowadays because it's, you know, the way that the world is it's I want something and I want it now.
Right.
So there's no time to relax, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, I order something off of Amazon. I want it now.
Right.
Oh, wait, I got to wait a day. When back in the day, you ordered something, it could take months to get there.
Right.
So, or weeks.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you order something and it comes from China, it does take weeks.
China.
Yeah, you stop it. but yeah, it's, you got to find a way to juggle everything. I mean,
I don't know what you just said had to do with anything we were talking about. What did the shipping have to do? Where did that come from?
Because we live in a day where everything has to be right now.
Right.
So it's hard to juggle.
Oh, Gaia. Okay. I'm sorry, man. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I got to split my kid in half, and then I was making a joke because split your kids like two and two. And then I got to split mine in half, and then you go, I need
ship
to.
Them.
I got to get. Well, yeah, I mean, if I order things on Amazon, sometimes I'm like, what? See, that happens in a conversation, folks. You know, we'll be talking about pretzels, and somebody's over here talking about the lottery. Yeah, we don't know. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I like to do this with my kid. Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. You got that hedge fund. You got to really get it. What? What are we talking about?
Huh? Oh, that Robin Hood. He stole from the rich and gave to the poor my eye. I'm so poor.
Yeah. Anyway. Where's my gold?
Yeah, where is it?
I don't know. Okay, that was good.
We're back off.
We got to juggle. Okay. Juggle your tongue. Okay.
Especially in this world where it's right now.
Yeah. And it's an imperfect.
Gotta,
it's an imperfect
gotta
world.
You got to find time to juggle.
Yeah.
Juggle them. You get those up in the
you gotta
air.
Make that time. You gotta make
got,
it happen.
We got Molly here.
She's again. Coming back in. Well, she couldn't a, leave us alone.
It is
she?
A
there
good thing that
she's
we
giving
are
us the look.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, hey, everyone. Y'all take it easy.
It was good getting back in here.
Oh, man.
That week
yeah.
off hurt me.
Dude,
oh,
was,
yeah. Make some more noise over there, will you?
Anyway, but hey, everyone, share it, like it. Actually, do us a favor. Wherever
yeah,
you're listening, I don't know if you. Hey, shh.
Silence.
If you're on Spotify, if you're on Apple, wherever you are,
yeah,
go to and give us a rating.
Yeah.
Five out of five would be great.
Or a 0 out of 0. If we're or 0 out of 0, that'd still be 100%, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But
no, if you don't like us, let us know, or things we can work on, or topics you want to hear us talk about. We love the feedback because it helps. You know,
yeah.
we're trying to figure it out.
Give us a rating. You know, leave a comment. We've got a couple of them now. But,
yep. Thank
the more,
you.
The more ratings we get, the more comments that we get, the more that will be shown.
Yep.
On, you know, for Dad Podcast.
Yeah, and we appreciate all the listeners everywhere and the other countries too.
Yeah, definitely.
We appreciate everybody. Keep blasting this thing. We'll keep working on it. We'll have a halfway decent podcast here in no time for you.
Yeah,
we promise.
We're getting there.
Yeah,
huh?
We're working on it.
Huh?
We'll try to keep the kids out. Now
okay.
She wants to say all something.
Right. Well,
you haven't said enough?
Okay, so, what do you want to say?
You know, comment down below if you like this. And if you don't, then come down or up and put a high five or a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay.
Tell me she doesn't watch some YouTube.
Yeah,
she knows how it works. Nice job.
YouTube.
High five.
That is 100%.
She knows how to use the social media. She's five.
She watches YouTube all the time.
These kids, there's a lot of good stuff on there. You got to be careful, but there's some good stuff out there.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, everyone remember your children are blessings and don't take for granted.
We won't take this one for granted.
Oh, definitely. All right. Hey, y'all take it easy and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Bye. See you next time.
Bye.
Thumbs up and subscribe to this video if you like it.